are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So this week we're going to be going into a conversation about contentment over comparison. And today we're talking about the comparison trap, and we're going to be joined by Pastor Victor Banda to speak about this. So we live in a world that constantly measures who has more, who does more, who looks better, who has a bigger following on social media, right? And we've got social media, we've got school, careers, even churches can become places of silent comparison and competition. But comparison is a thief, right? You've heard the saying, comparison is the thief of joy. Maybe you've only heard it, but maybe, and I suspect more likely, you have experienced that. It robs us of joy, peace, and purpose. Choosing contentment means stepping out of that trap and embracing who God has made us to be. And so in this conversation with Pastor Banda, we want to talk about the comparison trap. All right, my pastor, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. We want to thank the Lord for the gift of life.
Amen. Amen. Indeed, we should never take that for granted. Thank you so much for joining us, Pastor. I hope you're doing well.
Very well. The Lord is leading.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. So I'm looking forward to this conversation, Pastor. Before we start, would you please pray for us?
Sure. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you. This morning, as we begin this program, may you bless us, even as we speak to the world, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So, Pastor, why does comparison often lead to dissatisfaction, even when we've often heard the saying that comparison is the thief of joy. Why is that?
Well, in the life of consumerism, it's very possible that comparison will give us challenges. And in the world of comparison, people, we always want to be above others, mm-hmm. in order to control situations, in order to manage life. While we are talking about comparison in this manner, somehow when God is involved, it's Jesus Christ who becomes the center. And then in terms of comparison, is when we want to offset others and lead the show and take charge.
All right. And how does that in itself lead us to be dissatisfied, especially in situations where, if we're being objectively honest, we have enough or sometimes even more than enough? How do we end up becoming dissatisfied because of what someone else has? Sometimes someone who has less than us, but there's just that one thing that I'm obsessed with that they have and I don't.
Yeah, that's the issue at hand, where we fail to bring God into the picture and then contentment is lost. Okay. Remember that contentment is a virtue. It stems from a deep trust in God's provision and sovereignty. And once we do not have that contentment, we will always want to aspire big and higher. And when you do not hit the target, you don't hit the mark, you will definitely be dissatisfied.
Yeah, I love that. The contentment stems from trusting in Jesus Christ. It doesn't stem from having more and acquiring more and owning more, but it stems from actually being connected to Jesus Christ. That's beautiful. Now, how would you say social media might fuel comparison in our daily lives?
Sure, you can come again?
I was saying, how do you think social media fuels comparison as we live day by day?
Oh, actually, the social media for now is filled with issues of daily routine that affect us. When you have a smartphone and you are watching what is happening in the world of social media, you will see the passion for fashion is high. Yeah. You will see how people are located in their residences, look at schools, others are in the good schools, and while others are in shanties. talk about lifestyle. Look at the friends that we keep, the economic social stratification that challenges our ego. All these things, we see them on social media, and we want to be like what we see. And in the end, these things, they fuel our life in such a manner that we are really put under pressure. Unless you have God in your life, you will understand that, well, I need to be content. Otherwise, just looking at what is happening in the world of such jealous discontentment, and then sin comes in because there will be an unhealthy comparison. Why am I not like what I am seeing in the world of social media?
Yeah, for sure. And what are some warning signs that we're falling into that comparison trap?
You see, all of us are in danger of falling in these comparison traps. And before I answer it concretely, I need to bring to the attention of the world the story of Abel and Cain. Mm-hmm. These are human beings. These are young people that God has blessed. One is in the field of agriculture and another one in the field of managing animals. But the way God treats them, you can see that in Cain there is this trap of comparison. Why has God done this to this one? And because of that, we see it led to one being killed. So these comparison traps are hitting us so hard. Comparison is a game that is as old as humanity, like we see in Abel and Cain. And we are all prone to these symptoms and signs of comparisons if we do not quickly treat ourselves. Yes. Some of the signs of this comparison trap that we are into is the inability to think positively of one's self and others. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we look at others improving, we fail to treat ourselves well, that we can improve through hard work and through the help of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And another sign is jealousy for the opportunities and experiences that others have. When you begin to be gripped by issues of jealousy, why are others improving? Could this be a problem in my family or in my tribe and all that? Then you are in the trap of comparison, and it will hit you hard.
Yeah.
And this leads sometimes even to anger. Anger. When you see that you are not achieving what you want, anger comes in.
Yeah.
And to me, I think even our vision becomes impaired, such that we forget God's purpose in our life. And then we will probably go into issues like Satanism, because you want to make it in life very quickly.
Yeah.
Then you forget your role that God has given to you. So the signs of comparison traps upon us are all over. We can see. I can just ask myself a question. Am I happy when somebody is improving? Am I happy with my brother when he buys a car?
Yeah.
If I'm not happy, then that thing is eating me hard. Sure.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful to gauge your own reaction, your own response when other people's prayers seem to be getting answered, right? Sometimes we pray for others, we pray for ourselves, but sometimes it looks like, hey, only what I'm asking for other people is what's happening. But my prayers for myself, nothing. They're just hitting the ceiling and coming back. And I think that's a beautiful way to measure your response to other people's success. And once we recognize that I have a problem with comparing, with envy, with jealousy, or I start resenting, you know, then what? When I realize that I think I have a problem, Lord, I feel like I'm jealous of my brother and what you're doing in his life. What's the next step?
The next step for we God's people is first to realize that we are all unique in our own ways.
Mm-hmm.
God has created us differently from each other. He has given me different abilities from the other, and I need to simply make use of the abilities that God has given me mm-hmm. and be happy and content mm-hmm. with what God has given. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible cautions us from comparing ourselves with others mm-hmm. because our comparisons will always be unfair, and in that bias to comparison, this will lead to self-commendation, and self-commendation leads us to pride, because it's God who gives us everything. Yes. He is sovereign. He decides how my life must be lived. And to me, I think as a people, we need to begin moving from comparisons mm. to just thanking God, yeah. giving him gratitude for what we are, mm. because he knows best.
Yeah, yeah. And how do we move from comparison to gratitude?
Moving from comparison to gratitude, this requires self-introspection. Mm-hmm. We need to create a gratitude journal. Mm-hmm. Now, a gratitude journal is where you regularly begin to write things for which you are grateful about God. Mm-hmm. Just write on a small paper, I thank God for this life. I thank God for my children. I thank God for this. Positively appraise what God has given. You will find yourself not clamoring for things that are not given to you.
Yeah.
The next thing, as we move from comparison to gratitude, let's learn to give back to the community or to the organization or to the people that have helped us. In life, you cannot just, when you are gripped with this trap of comparison, you will not be grateful to give others. Mm-hmm. But when we begin to give, even the little that we have, that breaks the spirit of comparison here and there. Mm-hmm. The next thing, let us learn to celebrate other people's joy.
Yeah.
If in the neighborhood a child has passed to the other grade and they are celebrating, celebrate with them. Mm-hmm. Don't be angry and say, hey, maybe it is malpractices, this is why the child passed. Just celebrate with them. Right. You are killing that animal that is eating us yeah. of comparison. And also, I think we need to practice to treat other people with kindness. Mm-hmm. As you do that, you are moving from comparison to gratitude. And also, just a mere thank you. Just thank mm-hmm. that word must be part and parcel of our vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You will not lose anything.
Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful. I love that. You will not lose anything. Gratitude doesn't cost a cent. That's beautiful. Now, what does the Bible say of finding our identity and our worth in Christ and how that affects, you know, how we respond to the comparison trap?
Finding our identity and perspective, we take ourselves to the book of Genesis in chapter 1, verse 26. The Bible says, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, mm-hmm. and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, and over everything that moves upon the earth. That text already empowers man to find identity in God or in Christ. Mm-hmm. Every time as we move, we should know that God has created us in a unique manner, that we are like him. And because we are like him, we are not like beasts, we are like animals, right. We are like God. It means we are rational, we think. Our identity then is connected to God himself. Mm. So we should understand that we are God's children by creation.
Mm. Mm.
We are also God's children by redemption.
Amen.
8 verse 1. That now, therefore, we are in Christ, and so there is no condemnation.
Mm.
So our identity in Christ gives us that full worth to respond to the challenges of this world, never to be treated like we are trash. We are something that God has embedded into us. Not only are we His by creating children by adoption, we fit into the family of heaven as God's children. And because we fit into this beautiful family of God, comparisons will not hit us, will not kill us, because we are God's children. Anything that comes to us that is so challenging, we will always be thankful to the Lord that we are part and parcel of the heavenly family.
Amen. Amen. As we close, we have a comment coming through saying, sometimes comparison leads us to murder, either through our tongues or physical murder. Lack of contentment is imprisonment. What do you think about that? Is it that serious that it can even lead to murder? Because sometimes, you know, when we think about even, when we think about the Ten Commandments, do we have it, Pastor? When we think about the Ten Commandments, we often think about, you know, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, you shouldn't lie, and things like that. But when we think about covetousness, when we think about envy and things like that, we don't seem to take them that seriously. But according to this comment, you know, it's pretty much as good as murder.
Indeed, very correct. Mm. You see, when this comparison trap hits us, it impairs our vision to the point to competing with people. Even when you are living your life on your own and somebody is living life on his own out there, we begin to compare. And when we fall short in that comparison, it leads to murder, because we want to have what somebody else has. Yeah. And how do we get that if it is not with God blessing us? If there is no sovereign power from the Lord granting us, we will use our own energy, perhaps stealing, perhaps killing. Or perhaps also expecting somebody else to die so that we remain these attributes of murder.
True. Thank you so much, Pastor. We'll be connecting again tomorrow to continue this conversation, but I think this was a beautiful way for us to start. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Be blessed, and always blessed all the time. Amen. Believing in God that He will give us the contentment that we deserve in this world.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.